This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'Ilu Nishmas, Rebbe Ephraim Fischel, Ben Rebbe Yoel Aryeh, Zecher Livracha.
Chof Beis Ir, Thursday the 2nd of May, Rabbi David Tzvi Bieder, the importance of Chol of Yisrael.
First, thank you for the opportunity. I'll try to be mechazik myself, and maybe you can listen to it also. It's interesting to understand the gzera of Chazal, not to drink unkosher milk. Unsupervised milk, sorry. The Mishnah in Perek Ein Mamidim in Avodah Zorah, the Perek Sheni, it's the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis in Avodah Zorah. The Mishnah brings ve'elo dvorim shel oivde kochovim asurim ve'ein isuram isura noe. These are the things that come from a non-Jew, which are not allowed. We are not allowed to eat it, to drink it, but we can get benefit out of it. Chalav shechal vo oivde kochovim ve'ein Israel roeu. The milk that was milked by a non-Jew, and a Jew didn't supervise it. For ask the Gemara, Chalav lemay nichushlo. What should we be afraid of about milk? If you go to change milk, you will get a non-kosher milk, let's say a milk of a horse, a mare, a milk of a pig, the milk of a cow is white. Tome yorok, the non kosher milk is greenish, is yellowish, it's a different color. Ve'im mishum iruvei. Now another question. Maybe somebody will mix in something non kosher. We should take the milk and let it make it run it to lap to a stomach of a cow, make from it cheese. Why? The Amar Chalav Tor Oimet Chalav Tome Eid Oimet. You can make cheese out of a kosher milk. You can't make cheese out of a non-kosher milk. So you can make a test. You take a little bit of the more phrase. I'm jumping. Sorry. Ide kabay lekvine achinami. If we will use it for cheese making, then we have a proof. If it will be cheese, then it's kosher milk. That we need it for eating. Now the Maaseh, milk is a food. It's not a drinking. We want to drink this milk. So what should we do? Says the Gemara, "Venish kol minei kale," should take a little bit and test it. Venikum, says the Gemara, "Kivan de betor nami ken yasiyoi v'diloy kaime leka lemei kamalei de milse." Because in a kosher milk there is whey. The whey nasiyoi v'dechalbo is whey. And this is left over after cheese making. If somebody made once cheese at home in the olden times, the water was going out. The cheese with its casein coagulates together, gets a dry substance, and the water goes out. So if we see the water goes out, and you say that the non-kosher milk is you can't make out of a non-kosher milk cheese. Maybe there is no proof. There is mixed in something, but it goes out with the whey. So there is no proof there is no mixture. The iba is eima, says the Gemara, or you can say another way. There is another girsa in the Gemara here, v'ashta de'asis le'ache, that you come now to this point that even if you make a cheese, there will be in the whey. There's a whey, and the whey is water, a watery solution, and not a solid. So there is no proof. Then even afilo tema de kabayle gvine, even if you make out of cheese, ike de kai beine atfe, there will be in between the holes, there will be drops of whey, and in this whey could be is mixed in a non kosher milk. The ma'ase, I'm going to jump over this. It's a very special sugya. Yeah, if you go into the Rambam and you see there's a big machlokes rishonim what's going on about it about cheese I'm jumping over because I want to go more to the practical side and. The Shulchan Aruch, this aloche is brought over in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says in Kof Tes Vav in chapter 115 Yoredeh, the first aloche, Chalav Shechalvo Oyvet Kochovim Ve'en Yisrael Roe Osu, a milk that was milked by non-Jew and nobody supervised it, it's not allowed to be eaten. Why? Shema irev boy chalav tome. That maybe and it was mixed with a non kosher milk. Now I'm going a little bit further, and there's an interesting point brought by the Oruch HaShulchan. He adds a few words. He asks, we said in the Gemara that there is that there is a difference between a non-kosher milk and a kosher milk. It has different colors. So why we can't just see it's a pure white color like our milk, or maybe it has a dead change. So he says, Mikol makoim chayshinan shema irev miktsas. Maybe he mixed a little bit. Ve'eino nikar b'mareu. And it won't be, you can't recognize it in seeing it. Maybe there will be more than a 60s, yeah, more than one, let's say 1.7% of a non-kosher milk mixed in to a kosher milk, and then we can't recognize it because such a small amount, it's not recognizable. That's because it's an iso toire. Chazal v'goyza gzeira. It's not only a question of a beetle or not beetle. It's a question because it can be such a thing. We are goyza it. Now, what's that up to our time? People can think chas v'sholem chazal. But it's in that days, in our days, in other days. One second. There's one point more. The Aruch HaShulchan brings an interesting story. It brings an interesting story. This is a far taken story, but there's a few points that he says later that it's very important here. He says that he was a rabbi once in the town, and the Balabatim came up to him crying and shouting, "Rebbe, we had a terrible sin. What happened?" That we were going on business and going to a grocery, and we used to make coffee and buy cream in the grocery next to the hotel where we were staying. And what happened? They were thinking, what is with this? They were buying it. It was a very, very nice mat and a very nice cream. It was very, very fat. We were talking between ourselves, if you're eating there, how it can be such a small grocery has such a nice fat, such a high fat content cream. So we went to him and we get friendly with him and we ask him, tell me how you make it that it's so fat. So he said, you know, I tell you, we have a butcher here, not on the coast of Crown. Anyway, I go there and he has brains of cows. It has nothing to do with that. Nobody, the people don't eat it, and he takes the brain. He smashes it in the milk. He boils it, and that makes a very high cream. Interesting. A little. I'm working in kashrut. I dip deep in different things of eating and not eating, also of food and health and there is a very unbelievable high cholesterol in brain. in brain, we're talking normally milligrams, there we're talking about grams. So I think 7 grams and 100 grams of brain is cholesterol. And so this is a very, very high fat, a very special fat. The animal meat, animal fat is the only one that has cholesterol. It means milk or meat. And there's the highest cholesterol, maybe, I'm not sure, but a very high cholesterol. So he said that was something, and then the Aruch HaShulchan adds a few words. And he said,
so they bought the
barbatsu bought this one. What? They bought it, and then afterwards, they were thinking about it, maybe I did do something wrong. They were not standing in Golders Green or in Stamford Hill. They were in a very small town outside where there was no kosher milk. So, and he said, Kama gdoilim divrei chachomim. How big are the divrei chachomim? Yeah, they had a foresight we can't understand. Now that's the important thing. Kach mekublani. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that he had a kabole. He had a delivery from generations. Shekol gzeros chachomim levad tamom anigle. That all the gzeros of chachomim. Beside, there's a reason. The reason is 1, 2, 3. Beside the reason that's written. Yesh oid har betamim. There are many reasons. Kmusim, secret reasons. Shelo yigilu osam. Vashemea yisabrocham es Hashem veshulam gmole bezeu beba. We should know. The Chazal said us a reason. Oh, this was very strange. Cow milk, that mixing. Who today? Not modern times. So, I will bring you 3 stories. Short, yeah. 3 stories, authentic. I heard it second hand. The first story was in Switzerland. The Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Zatzal, went up to the mountains, and he used to go to a farmer and buy milk. And one day he didn't come, and the farmer, that's important, rabbi, he brought him the milk down. And he was asking the Messiah, Lefitumai, tell me please, add something, you do something. So he said, yes. He said, what is it? It's very high, it's high in the mountains, it's hot, it's summer. And we have a tradition that if you add a little bit mare milk, milk from a horse, the milk doesn't get spoiled. It avoids, it's like an antioxidant or something, I don't know how it works, but this is, I added a little bit more milk to that you shouldn't get a bad milk. I was once at a koilin in Copenhagen, there was a shoychet from here, from London, Rabbi Yehuda Bengio, and Rabbi Yehuda Bengio told me his daughter was in a camp here in England, a good camp, and they went every day, 2 girls to the farmer to supervise the milking. And one day, when her turn came, her girlfriend was sick. She didn't want to go by herself to the goy there, so she was staying. The goy brought the milk to the camp, and they asked him, "Messiah Lefitume," the same mice. He told me that. I heard it from him that his daughter told him that they asked him, what did you add? I said, I added a little bit more milk, a little bit milk of a horse because it was hot and you didn't come and I didn't want it to seem such be rotten and I added a little milk. I told this story to one of the big people in Cachos in Mexico a year ago. They said, there's a book from the Debrecen Aruch. I don't remember where it is written, that he brings out in a tshuva, that it was in the Catskill Mountains in America, and there was the same story. He doesn't say the murmur, he says, Chalov Shelbei Motmeo, the edit that the farmer said to them, that I added just a little bit milk of a non-kosher animal, because to avoid the milk to the cell. So it's an amazing thing. You're just talking about Chazal, we're talking about the modern world. I'm involved in Kashrus over 20 years. I try to listen to other people, and I got the shurim from Rabbi. There's a rabbi in the OU was very professional in milk things. Rabbi Goldemann, and I listened to his shiurim, and then he talked about the whole things about Rabbi Moshe and the supervision. The Meister of Moshe Feinstein, that is Michael, he says only certain things, and he himself wrote a letter that in case you can in a way buy better kosher milk, you should rather avoid to buy non-kosher milk. It's not a question. It's the shaila is when you go to a very far place and you don't have your children somewhere out in Iceland and there is no kosher milk and there is no farmer, what to do? But the point was, so what I was interested, I asked him, he said there is a government instruction. So he said, yeah, but you have to understand there are two places. There is the farmer, and there is the milk, the dairy, the place where the milk, the pasteurize the milk, they make the cheese, and that. The farmer, it depends very much in every case. You don't, even that the law doesn't allow to bring in other non-kosher animals in the same place, and you can bring it, you have to bring it from, but the question is what happens? If somebody has a delivery, and sometimes they came once in 2 days, and the cooler is broken down, there is no cooling system now, it's hot outside, and he his milk, till they come, the milk will gone rotten, there can be this change. And they make tests, yeah? The government, he says, in America, they make tests. So I ask him, how you make a test? The test you make is to see, I don't know how to say it in exactly words, you make a profile, how much fat is in, how much carbohydrates, that's lactose, and how much protein, the casein or that, and we see, if it's not the cow milk, the profile will change. But if you add 1.7% of a mare milk, it would be ridiculous, yeah, that somebody can find it out, because the profile in a place where you have a big farm is changing. It depends on the cow is giving birth lately, or sometimes on the seasons, and the profile of how much protein, how much fat is in, is very very different, and so it's really not a thing that you can really prove. Now, I want to come to another thing. Now we really understand that Chazal will make gzeira not to eat non-kosher milk. Not to eat non-supervised milk because of the chashash that they're mixing in. I want to give an example how much important is the supervision. You have to understand, milk is a thing created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has its profile. That means it has a certain amount of protein, it has a certain amount of lactose, and it has a certain amount of fat. If somebody wants, and take an example, make milk powder, and you make a supervision, you bring it over to the dairy, the dairy have towers, spray dryers or whatever for what you use for the milk, and now you want to make out of it milk powder. What is the most important thing for me to know that I make a right supervision? It's very interesting. People don't come to this clue. I need to know how much milk I need. I once get a letter, and I have a copy from that, from a big company in Germany. They stated we can do from 1.5 to 2 liters, kilos milk, 1 kilo milk powder. Try it. And what happened at this place? The Mashgiach went down there, and okay. And there were mashgichim and everything, and they came to the, they brought the milk in, and during the night they were processing, they were not standing next to the machinery all the time. In the morning, the guy comes there and says, you know, please stamp here, we have 24 tons of milk powder. He catches the whole thing is a fake story here. And he asked one of the mashgichim to disattract the manager. He went down to the computer room, took the print out and brought him, you see, 19 tons of milk were brought in this night. How you made of 19 tons of milk? You said 1 to 2, that's also a joke, yeah? But 19 tons of milk, how you make up from 19 tons of milk, 24 tons of milk powder? So he shouted, Ralph, you never come in here in my place anymore. The MS is, if you make a calculation, you take a data sheet of a point out how much is in this everything has data sheets, how much is in this milk powder, then you see you need at least 1 to 8. That you need 8 liters to make a whole milk powder, full milk powder. But if you want a skimmed milk powder, you need close to 13 and sometimes more. Now, this is... So, what happens if the goy understands that the mashgichim are not completely professional and they're not keeping a track, because you have to understand it's not one tank there. There are many, many tanks, many, many connections. You can get it came out inside, can come out in such a way that he forgets the Chol of Yisrael in the tank and gives the non kosher milk for you only, because he understands that the Mashgiach doesn't know what they're talking about. So you don't need only to have a supervision by every farm to close it, to bring it, to check it, to that, because the Goy Bechal doesn't understand what you want from me. He doesn't think about the story mixing English bear milk. First of all, he's in the dairy, not in the farm. The second thing is, what the Yidden want for drain a cup is my stomach costs a lot of money, and every mashgiach costs money. There's money for day work, there's money for the hotels, there's money for the flight to get there, there's money for the car being rented. So it's a lot of money. If I can share, one of the rabbonim here in England told me that he had experience that if you can spare 10%, they will do it. They will mix in non-kosher milk after everything. What's coming more complicated? Today, I don't know what's going on here in England, but in Eretz Yisrael we have a lot of synthetic cheese. Pizza, depends where, the prices went down, the economic situation is very difficult. There's a cheese what is much cheaper. What is much cheaper? The most expensive part of one of the most expensive parts is in milk is the fat. So it's better to make butter out of it. And we take the casein, this is the protein making, in Yiddish you say case, in German case. Yeah? Casein is the cheese. And you take the casein, and this is about 80% of the milk protein. And you mix it with vegetable fat and with some starch, and you boil it, and you get the cheese, it's the third of the price. But what's the point? To make casein, you don't make it in the backyard. It's a big factory who have to make this thing. How much you need to make casein? Once a big Achshkoche was asked, tell me, I said, yeah, I think 1 to 6. In reality, it's 1 to 40. 1 to 40. That means to bring a container of 20 tons of casein for cheese making, for synthetic cheese making, it's milky, it's halavi. It's not a part of a product. But to make it, you need 800 tons of milk. It's 800,000 liters of milk. So if there, to supervise such a thing, you can go and concentrate more. There are even more things in yogurts, Lamaisa, there's written sometimes, milk proteins. There are other proteins in the milk. And there are, how it's called, it's the whey protein, hydrolyzed whey protein. And hydrolyzed whey protein is 1 to 200. To make, I once made for non-Chol of Israel a supervision in Denmark, I made a calculation that we need, I think, 1 million cows for one day to make it. But how do you do it? All the dairies of Denmark together, they send from what's left over after the producing, and that they send the whey after and treat it and make a filtration, and after that, yeah, so it's they made 125 tons of milk powder for the soil for the Rabbanut, for Pesach, there was a supervision, and there was 1 to 200. So how much has gone and how much reality you have to be careful for such a thing. And the emesis, it goes on every single thing. Just an example, it has not so much with milk, it's with chocolate, because everywhere you put today milk powder. It's not everywhere. I mean, chocolate is milk powder, cheese is milk powder, and different milk proteins. It's very, very important that the Ashgoche for that, how to figure it. I was not long ago in a factory of chocolate, and they say they were to make it only powder. Make it only powder. It's only powder machinery. It was in a South American country, and when the manager went away, I went to one of the workers there and said, tell me, in this machinery, there was milk powder, but non-kosher milk powder. And in this machinery, you put also milk powder? And he said, yes. Because there were big, it's called McIntyre's, it's an English and British factory, who makes, it's a complex machine, not complex in the system, but complex to clean, very, very complex to clean. And really you can't clean it completely. And they said, they were saying that this small McIntyre is always powder. So they said, no, we also use it. I called the president of the Caleb there, where they made it for Pesach, the chocolate. He went up to him, spoke to him in Spanish, and he said, yeah, it's 2 weeks ago we make him, but don't worry, we're cleaning it for a week or now already now, and don't worry. But the emphasis is you can't clean such a machine, because it's a very complex system. So even if it's that's the point, I want to point out how there can be, yeah, even that you think, okay, there's a powder, there's no question, there's no milk powder, there's nothing mixed in, yeah, even in such a thing, if you look in such a machinery, it looks like when you look from the front, it looks like a jet turbine with many, many, many iron things, and on the it's a round machine, and on the walls are metal sticks. That's not just a metal. There's a few hundred metal sticks going through the length, like fingers, and you can never clean that, and nobody will allow you to put boiling water into it. The only thing what they agree that is to put a little bit of cocoa butter and like wash it. And but the Maise in Eretz Yisrael was a case a few years ago that somebody, a girl, almost died because she was allergic to lactose. And now people write on powder chocolate that may have traces, or it was kosherized from a machine, but it's really not a real kosherization, because you can only use further. But I want to finish with that we should know it. I make here very, very heavy thing. Yeah, be aware, be careful. The point is we have to know. I always like to come back to that. I have to say to myself, not to you. The Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez in Parsha Shmini writes, the Vezoy Sachaya Shetochelu. And he brings the Maise, it's a Zohar, it's Rashi, it's Midrashim, and he writes there that why Vashul Chayo? What's Chayo? Chayo is a wild animal. Why not a behemoth? So he said, Lachim Chayim, because Klal Yisrael will live forever. And for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow them to eat non-kosher food. And he says there, that the Maase is quoting the Zohar, that he says that non-kosher food comes from the Sitra Acha, comes from the evil side. And Chas V'Sholem, somebody eats it, it goes into the soul. It goes into the nefesh. And this has an impact forever for a person. And he writes one word. The Zohar is a little bit different in writing there. But he writes there that without tshuva, the only way, and this is the important thing what I want to mention, that it is the only way to get rid of macholes asuras is worse than all other avirus. Why? Because you can't wash it out. It gets sticked up to the body. We don't understand the spiritual things. But we know that in the same, in Parsha Shmini, it's right on the end, when it may send bomb without an aleph, with timtamtem bomb, it will make crazy your heart. But this is the thing, what he said, the only thing we can get rid of is tshuva. But how much have to be careful? And if we look at it, You know, there's so many nisyonis today. We're in the end of the days. Yeah, there's so many nisyonis. So what's going? We know that I myself know how much I have a problem to learn, how much I have a problem with not to look in the wrong places, not to talk the wrong things. So if you make a cheshbon that the Yetzer'ore is giving you a little bit non-kosher food, he wins the lottery. He wins the jackpot. He makes you crazy. And you're now in his hands. So we have to be aware how much it's important not to say, okay, what can be? Sometimes they will bring a cow milk today, mare milk, stories from Amol Gezeiten. No, you have to be aware Chazal had the Ruach HaKodesh was seeing till the last generation. And they knew that sometimes, even once up in a time, it will happen that a goy will put mare milk in. And that he said, no, we make Gzeira because it will be a tamp in your lev, your heart. And then and it's always fighting us every day. So may Hashem help us that we should eat only kosher, we should be successful to do what we are supposed to do in this world, the simcha, but to flavor, and to be zoiche, to be a Mashiach, be mero, be amen.